Good morning. It is a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, there's been a number of stories about so-called ghost guns, and New York is dealing with this problem. Get us up to date.
Law enforcement agencies from around the state have increasingly sought to bring attention to so-called ghost guns. And by this definition, what they mean is something also referred to as 8% guns, because these are guns that you can order and have shipped to you, and they're not completely assembled. They're 80% assembled. They don't actually contain serial numbers, but they contain how to do it videos to put it together for yourself. What happens is, if you have a little skill and being able to do it, you can put together a gun that is now untraceable. And we have found in the last few months on Suffolk County, on the eastern end of Long Island, up in Syracuse and elsewhere, law enforcement officials making arrests, DAs having press conferences, highlighting people who have stores of these ghost guns, which they either possess or intend to sell. And they're calling for action. And now we have seen recently, in the last week or 10 days, two Long Island legislators introduce legislation to ban these so-called ghost guns.
We'll follow this one, of course, closely as it goes forward. You also have another story here today about court restructuring, Yancey.
Well, the Chief Judge, Janet DeFiore, has proposed a massive overhaul of the state's court system. Its court's sort of been long criticized. There's, I believe, 11 different court venues that kind of contain within the system. And the problem is that you can be in multiple courts over one incident. You can have an accident on a state highway and you're in court of claims and you're in Supreme Court. You can be a person or persons going through a divorce and custody and find yourself fighting it out in multiple court venues instead of sort of one uniform way. And it's cost time and money. It's very frustrating to all the participants. So she's proposed a way to sort of streamline the courts, which everyone says makes sense, and everyone has said for years has made sense, but no one's ever really done anything about it. The question is now, in next session, 2020, will the state legislators actually do anything to do it, to complete it? And the problem is that most of the time it breaks down on where the judgeships are, who's appointing them, how they get filled. So, again, it comes down to sort of a political argument.
That's Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read more at newsday.com. And our conversation is online at wamc.org.